An offering today, as so many open up to the Divine Mother's occurrence. So what they're asking us to do today is to pay tribute to that own divine offering that is surrounding us, amongst us, and is waiting for recognition, is waiting for celebration, is waiting for holy matrimony. So the holy matrimony is coming to love the beloved within. So as you will embrace your divine essence, we think of ourselves in the physicality, we think of ourselves as mortal beings, but in fact, we're divinity in form. So this is where we rise. This is where we gather our strength. This is where we gather our nutrients. And so when they're saying there are nutrients, just imagine in the bottom of your feet, if you're sitting, if you're laying down, then just hold that awareness that there's a rooting from the bottom of your feet where through the chakras on the soles of your feet, you're receiving the nutrients of Gaia's blessings, the nutrients, the fortification, the arousal of your own due occurrence. So you may receive this easily, like just slurping it up as a straw. You may feel very timid about this. You may feel like nothing at all is happening, and it just feels like an echo. So they want us to take our time and to really realize that the offering is amongst us as we will see ourselves anointed. This means we have to receive the love that's being offered by the Divine Mother. And some of us still feel like we're orphans. Some of us still show up like closed-handed, because we're afraid of having our hands slapped. Excuse me. So this is the wounding of the divine feminine principle that we're in process of healing. So many that are arriving have had a troubled love's assurance, meaning that love may not have been unconditionally offered. And so there's a hesitancy then in showing up for love's arrival, because it's sort of like you don't want to get your hand slapped again, you don't want to be hurt, you don't want to look a fool. So we all have varying levels of resistance to receiving love's embrace. So we want to remember we're here to bring forth the divine witness. We're here to bring forth the Christ renewal. We're here to bring forth our balanced remembrance. So the divine feminine, divine masculine, and balance. In order to do this, we must come into divine union ourselves. So we must come into healing. To do this, we have to be guided into love's awareness. So love's awareness is all about us, and we're the ones that are not partaking of God's glory, of the goddess's glory, to our true relevance. So they're saying, let's begin again. And they're going to begin again and again and again, so that we entitle ourselves. So just notice any of the defenses, any of the blocks, just melting away as we receive Divine Mother's light and nutrients. So again, from our rooting system, we're bringing in that divine love. We're bringing in that divine allowance. We're bringing in that divine emphasis. You may feel it coming through your feet. You may feel it through the base of your spine, particularly if you've done Shakti work or Kundalini activation work, then you may respond to it in the base of your spine or both. But the idea is to allow love's nutrients to strengthen you. So now at this point, you're going to start feeling energy that is reassembling. So It may be like when you suck up on a straw. It may be just thinking of a rooting system, how all plants receive all that they need through their rooting system to be strong, alive, and healthy. So where this is where we're growing in love's abundance. We're allowing the strength of the energy of the divine principle, of the divine feminine principle, to bless us, to bless us. Now, when we receive this blessing, remember there's a chain of events. So this means any of the family lineage that's faulty. In other words, when we think of all the women that came before us and how they were all to some level downcast because it's been a patriarchal system for so long, that as we breathe in life, as we breathe in holiness, as we breathe in the mother's love, that love is offered to all stagnation. So again, just imagine you're at the bottom of a family tree and that energy is just being taken in by all of the women and all of, they're saying like family relations. So this is going beyond ones that are a parent. It could be a great-great-grandmother you have no awareness of. So you want to allow for all to come into divine meeting. The more that we come into our strengthening, the more that we come into true love assurance, what we bring through is a broadcast of sweet love's endurance. In other words, that love is being offered far and wide, and it's going through channels beyond our conscious allowance. So we want our higher self to be in charge, to be the divine witness, and to bring that love wherever it's needed, to bring that love to the many. We're now going to bring ourselves and our awareness to our sacred heart. And we're going to allow the chamber within the heart to begin its opening. So again, to make this happen, to make this possible, we must trust the safety of love. We must trust the divine authority. We must trust our worthiness in receiving love unblemished. So this is feeling safe, allowing love symphony. So again, there may be trembling, there may be some old wounding, there may be some scar tissue. And so you want to allow the Divine Mother to come and to bless that, to heal that, to allow love to strengthen where you feel more and more entitled to love, where you feel more and more of love's welcoming journey. So again, the Divine Mother is about us. Archangel Raphael is here administering to past hurts. So just allow whatever surfaces, any strongholds, any defenses, any where you feel like you have to have that social mask present, allow that to be dismissed. Allow that to be washed away. And allow the brilliance of the inner heart chamber to be activated, to be acknowledged, to be brought forth into ready assertion. So again, you're going to receive perhaps, it's like a flickering of golden light is what I'm receiving. You may have green energy of a healing requirement. You may just feel warm, fuzzy. You may feel tickling. You may have a favorite pet from long ago arrive. You may have all sorts of love's indicators. In other words, whatever is helpful and supportive is going to join with the many. For somebody, there is a father figure appearing. So whatever's arriving, simply trust that. Simply trust that your higher self knows how to bring forth divine mercy and to allow yourself to fully immerse in love station. So love station, it's like stationary. It's staying put. It's never leaving because it's that love of the Divine Mother that is coming forth to bring forth the balanced entry. So again, we're being offered this, oh gosh, I can't get the words, but it's like, my words would be like a predestined formation. Now, when I'm saying predestined formation, I have all these doves that suddenly appeared. And the energy of those doves, it's like we're being led, we're being guided. So allow love's transformation. And now I just have like church bells. So it's like ringing in of like the new glory, the new holy matrimony. And so again, we're coming into our own chalice, we're coming into our own divine occurrence, we're coming into that balanced entry where we're permitting the strength and the union of that divine feminine balance entry to be, it's like moving through a portal that has been prepared and has been waiting for us quite a while, I'll say. You know, they're saying for eternity. What I gather from this is like we're all being welcomed and we're all being paid excellence, meaning like this has been planned from day one. This was expected. So we're heralding in a new cycle and we're offering our own just self-revelation. So in order to bring forth the divine blessings and the divine union, we have to receive ourselves properly, meaning we have to come alive. We have to come into divine acquaintance, divine assurance. Now, anything that is still bleeding, anything that is still like a source of hurt, allow love's chamber to shine brightly. In other words, allow that energy of love, allow Archangel Raphael's guiding hand to bring forth the assurance and acquaintance of love's, they're saying like healing nectar. So again, the healing is available as we will allow it to dictate. So allowing it to dictate means we allow it to be brought forth. We allow it to receive the oxygen, like to come on board instead of hiding it, instead of staying in the shadows. We're allowing all that shadow to be integrated, to be seen, to be canvassed, to be solidified. So again, the quickening in the heart, the opening of the heart, the return to your own self-witnessing. And so it's like going through a rebirth where we're coming into that unified field of oneness. And so, oh gosh, how do I, I'm trying to put this two words. It's, it just feels like a portal, if I could just explain it. It just feels like a portal and it feels very comfortable. It feels very natural, like it's just the most natural place in the world that we can be. And so we're allowing that divinity of assurance to be echoed. And when we're saying echoed, it's like received in every vicinity, received all about the planet to all those that are in process of remembering. So as we allow a new day to be dawning, as we allow the emphasis of the divine union to be stirred within our own semblance, what we do is we state the many. In other words, we offer that commitment, we offer that love's remembrance to all the brothers and sisters on earth that are in different stages of being brought to higher witness. So now we're going to imagine that balanced place of love's assurance. So again, the energies as they present, you simply may feel at peace, you may feel strength, you just may feel love, you may notice, like what I'm receiving it, I almost have like different sub-personalities of myself that almost like they're tiles, as if I was playing a board game or Scrabble or whatever it is, where there are different aspects of self. And when I'm receiving myself, I have like age 8, age 5, age 2, in vitro, myself as a fetus, and like all of these different echoes, all of these different energies are receiving the blessing. They're receiving love's nurturance. They're receiving love's fitting. So again, like the perfect love fit, the perfect size hat, receiving love's fitting, allowing that love to be justified, allowing that love to be offered through and through. Again, you may have ones from prior generations that are stepping by, that are streaming by. You may get flashes of insight. What I'm receiving are actually male family members of my family tree that were playing out some of the heavy-handed energies, and so they're receiving that healing, so that no longer is in their energy field, because they're coming into balance. They're coming into balance as we offer it through and through. So again, what we're offering is to be received by the entire love's assemblance. So this is all that are ready, all that are entitled. And again, this energy being offered to the earth, being offered in this day of, they're saying, enormous magnitude. So the energies that are being guided by many all around the globe are cascading into, it's almost like there's just this energy of love that is being broadcast, that is quickening and strengthening the return to that balanced state, that's bringing in the new earth, that's bringing in love's, they're saying love's revival. How beautiful is that? So allow that to be placed securely. So when I'm receiving it, it's almost like there's a love fest within my energy field. So again, allowing that to be, what would the word be? Like secured. So what they're sharing is, this isn't like just for this moment and now you go back to your regular programming. That this is to be carried. This is to be fortified. This is to be placed securely. This is to be remembered. And so that remembering is receiving our divine essence, our divine wholeness, and allowing that to be, there's one energy I'm still not getting yet, synthesized, embraced, what would that word be? There is a word for it. Basically, like, it's going into every molecule. It's going into every cellular structure. And so when we receive it, it's like our cells remember the truth of self. And there's a placement that then gets activated or solidified, because we're bringing ourselves back home. Immersed, maybe. Immersed probably is the best word I can think of for that. So allow that to take hold. If there are any beings, people, relatives, sisters, family, friends, any evidence of that wounding that still feels like it needs or is requesting entrance, to imagine those energies to present now as well. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is. So my feeling